DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry, presents the Cavalcade of America, starring Robert Young.
Tonight's DuPont play, starring Robert Young as General Mark Clark, is called Top Secret. It begins in London in October 1942, a dark hour of the war. A small select group of men gathers with General Clark. It's a secret meeting behind guarded doors for a briefing on a dangerous mission.
And this plan, gentlemen, calls for a rendezvous on the North African coast.
North Africa?
That's right.
If it comes off,
it will give the coming invasion a much greater chance of success, save many thousands of American lives.
Well, this rendezvous, General Clark, exactly where will it be?
Bob Murphy of our embassy in Algiers has suggested a lonely villa facing the sea about 60 miles west of the town. It'll show a light not visible from the land side as a signal that all is well and we can land.
I see.
The date, gentlemen, is October 21st.
October 21st?
That's just 4 days from now.
Right.
Any objective, sir? The objective is to learn the disposition of the French military and naval establishments in North Africa and prevent action by them against us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their top men are on our side, but unfortunately there are numerous others who support the Vichy government.
Yes, I know.
Besides that, the area is honeycombed with spies and police, all loyal to Vichy.
Is this Murphy's idea, General?
No. General Mass conceived the whole business. He's the French commander in Algeria and very much on our side.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests we send a political expert, a supply man, a navy man, and so forth. Now, that gentleman is why I've called you all together. You are to be part of this mission. Any further questions?
How do we go, General?
By sea? By air to Gibraltar, then submarine. I might add that we've taken every possible precaution. Planned this thing very carefully. But, of course, there's a certain amount of personal risk attached. No guarantee that any of us will get back alive. And understood?
Yes, General.
When do we leave?
Tonight.
That is all, gentlemen. See you later.
Welcome aboard the Red Gremlin, General.
Thank you, Major.
I'm Thomas, sir, your pilot, here to Gibraltar.
Good. This is General Emmett, to my second in command.
Glad to know you, Major.
Colonel Holmes, Captain Giles, right of the Navy.
How do you do?
Major Thomas, there's one thing I want understood.
Yes, sir.
Under no circumstances, no matter what happens, are we to land in Spain or Portugal. We have top secret documents aboard, and if we're forced down by enemy planes, well, we better drop into the sea. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's go then. Give her the gun, Major.
Right, sir. General, Gibraltar.
Say, what's that flag over there? That's not a British flag.
It's a Spanish flag, sir. You see, the airstrip here is just 300 yards from Spanish territory.
Here they come now, sir. The British delegation to welcome you.
Is this Clark and his party?
Hello, Colonel. This is General Clark.
No rank mention, please. Would you gentlemen mind removing your coats and all insignia, please?
Not at all, Colonel, but what's the reason?
This airfield is under observation by German agents on the Spanish side, sir. No doubt we've got field glasses turned on us right now.
Well, this begins to feel like a real spy thriller.
Espionage is a serious matter with us here on Gibraltar, sir.
Yes, of course. I beg your pardon.
In a few moments, a limousine with blinds drawn will appear alongside us. You will then transfer to it, exposing as little of yourself as possible. Your party will then be taken to quarters. You, sir, will go to the governor's residence for tea.
Tea?
Tea. The governor, General Mason McFarlane, is quite anxious to speak with you. This way, sir.
Well, that's the plan, General. If it is humanly possible, I've got to arrive off the coast of Africa on the evening of the 21st.
Well, you have your work cut out to make it in time.
I've already wired Washington to contact our man Murphy in Africa for one day's grace in case we're late.
Yes, I should think so.
And now, about this fellow who's in command of the submarine that's taking us to Algiers. Do you know him?
He's Lieutenant Buell, a first-class submarine commander.
Sure.
Would you like to see him?
Yes, please, as soon as possible.
General Clark, I'd like to be quite frank with you.
Yes?
I'm not very enthusiastic about this entire plan.
May I ask why, General?
I can't help thinking it involves a great risk. You might get nabbed by the Vichy authorities. There's always a possibility that they may have laid a trap for you.
Yes, yes, it could be.
General, should you get captured, the Germans have ways of making people talk. And in any case, the cat would probably be out of the bag. Oh, sure, if your plan comes off, it may well save a lot of lives. But if it goes wrong, it may jeopardize the whole invasion. It's a big risk.
It's a calculated risk.
Agreed. But it's nonetheless a very big one.
General, I must tell you, it's too late now to do anything but go ahead. Our two governments are committed, and I have no other course open to me.
Well, very good. I'll ask the Admiral to send Lieutenant Buell to your quarters. And now, General, if you'll excuse me.
General Clark?
Yes, are you Lieutenant Joe?
That's right. My friends call me Bill, sir.
Good. At ease, Bill. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Bill, have they told you anything about this trip you're taking us on?
Well, all I know is that I'm to land your party at night on the African coast, sir.
And what's more important, get us out again. Well, can it be done?
Yes, sir. It can.
Wow. Lieutenant, I don't mind telling you that your attitude comes like a breath of spring air. Your superiors here in Gibraltar are not very optimistic about this project.
Well, you know how the top brass is, sir. They're just a lot of... I beg your pardon, General.
Quite all right, son. Well, when do we jump off?
In about 20 minutes, sir. It'll take us that long to walk down to the ship.
Now, that's the kind of man I like to do business with. Let's go. Bill? What did you find out below, Bill? What came in on the wireless?
Gibraltar reports enemy planes. Pursuit and Hankel's headed this way, sir.
What do you think? Hadn't you better take her down?
We're in a hurry, aren't you, General?
I certainly am. But...
Well, sir, traveling on the surface like this, we can go much faster.
I see. Well, whatever you say. Really very nice up here on the bridge.
It certainly is, sir.
Aircraft approaching from astern, sir.
Better get below, General. Quickly.
Yes, sir.
Enemy planes at 225, sir. Closing rapidly.
On with her.
Aye, sir.
Dive, dive, dive! Dive, dive, dive!
Well, General, according to my calculations, we're now about a mile offshore at the rendezvous point.
Good. Let me have a look through the periscope, will you?
Right, sir. Up, periscope. See anything, sir?
No, not yet. Seems to be nothing but deserted shoreline and trees. Wait a minute. There is something. Here, take a look.
Oh, where, sir?
Straight ahead. See that big cluster of palms?
Uh-huh.
Now, just behind there. See something white, half hidden by trees?
Yes. Yes, I see it. By Jove, it is a house. There's a light burning.
Right.
Well, shall we surface, General? Break out the landing rock?
No, Bill, it's too late. It'd be daylight before we got ashore. I suggest we remain submerged.
And then?
And then, let us pray. Let us pray, Bill, that we get a wireless message saying that Murphy can postpone this thing until tomorrow night. Oh, Lem.
You want me, General?
Wireless for Murphy just arrived. Maybe it's the okay I was hoping for last night. Get the code book, will you?
I have it right here in my blouse.
Good. I'll read it off. Ready?
Yeah, sure.
56-2AX. 56
Dash 2A. Here it is. Police.
Police?
That's right, 56-2AX. That word is police.
Oh. 101-DR.
101-DR. Got it.
Well?
The word, General, is apprehensive.
Wow, this looks bad.
And don't forget, from everything we've heard, the civil police in North Africa are absolutely loyal to the VC government. Now, if there's been a leak anywhere and they have the slightest inkling, we're coming.
I know. Well, let's get on with it.
The next one is 44-OB.
4-OB.
Yes, here it is. Porcupine?
Porcupine?
I don't get it. Look, Glenn, this doesn't make sense.
Wait a minute. What code book are you using?
The blue, naturally.
Of course. What's the matter with us?
Murphy State Department. You've got to use the brown code book. Got it with you?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, here we are. Well, now, let's see. 56-2AX. Here it is. Arrangement.
That's more like it.
Yeah, 101-... Completed.
Well, now we're getting someplace.
All right, Len, finish that.
Lieutenant Jewell.
Yes, sir.
Alert Campbell and his commandos. We're going ashore as soon as it gets dark.
Surface. First landing party, man your stations.
Can't you muffle those oars, Captain?
Sorry, General.
We picked a black knight, all right. What about the boats of the rest of my staff? Where are they?
There's one about 20 yards to starboard. Can just make her out.
Watch out, General!
She's pretty rough.
Well, these rubber boats can take them. Of course, they do capsize now and again.
But the help.
General, last stop on the line.
Uh-huh. Thanks for a lovely trip. And don't forget, I've got a return ticket.
I hope you get to use it, General. I'll wait here for the rest of the party. And we'll come up to the house when you give the signal.
Right.
Oh, can I give you a hand over the side?
No, it's all right. I can.
Good luck, General.
Thanks. Now, let's see. I'm expecting someone on a secret mission. Where would I wait for him? Probably behind that clump of bushes over there. Yeah, that's just about where the police would wait for him, too. Well, here goes. Uh-oh. Somebody's over there.
Clark? Mark Clark?
Who are you?
Bob Murphy.
Bob! Good to see you.
You made it. Welcome, General. Welcome to North Africa.
Cavalcade continues, starring Robert Young as General Mark Clark, who on a dangerous secret mission to North Africa has finally arrived at his destination, a villa on the African coast.
Now, General, the owner of this villa is a Frenchman named Courbet.
Yes?
He gave all his servants the night off, and if everything goes well, we won't be interrupted.
Good. What about this French General Mast? When's he coming, Bob?
He and his colleagues are driving out from town. He'll be here in an hour or so.
I see. Tell me, Bob, is there any chance of this place being raided by the local police?
Well, there's always a chance, General.
What would happen if they did pinch the joint?
To you?
No, to General Mast and his friend.
They'd be summarily dealt with. A firing squad.
Thanks, Bob. That's all I wanted to know.
May I ask why?
Well, if these Frenchmen are risking death to be in on this meeting, then it's a serious thing with them. They mean business.
You can be sure of that, sir.
Good. Well,
Guess I'll turn in and catch a bit of shut-eye. Let me know when they get it, will you? We realize the danger involved, General Mast, and I certainly appreciate...
One moment, Monsignor. Yes. Mr. Murphy, you have taken adequate precautions. There is a guard at the door.
At every door and every window, General.
Good. I, too, have taken the precautions. In the town, I have men stationed at police headquarters. If the police make one little move in this direction, I will be notified on the telephone at once.
Fine, fine. Now, let's get down to business. General Linnett, sir, would you like to start this thing off?
Very well, sir. General Mast, one of the things we're greatly interested in is the location and strength of troops and naval units. And then we'd like some details about airports, terrain where airborne troops could be landed, and so forth.
You shall have them. They are here. All here in these papers I have prepared.
Thank you, General. May we keep these?
We read them for you. And now, General Clark.
Yes?
There are some questions that I, too, would like to ask. This invasion of North Africa, it is serious.
If you mean are we committed to it, the answer is yes, General. Absolutely.
When?
Shortly.
And the extent of the operation, how many men?
Plenty.
Good. Planes, how many?
More than you've ever seen at one time.
Very good. General Clark, have you thought of this possibility? That perhaps the Germans, they have learned of your plans and will attack us first, huh?
We've thought of it. What would your people do in that case, General?
The men under my command will fight, no matter how little we have to fight with. France will stand beside America in this war as she did in the past.
Good.
And now I had better return before my absence is noted. My aides will remain here and furnish to you all information as you may require.
One moment, General, before you go. I'd like to thank you for everything and tell you how deeply grateful we are.
You will repay us, General Clark, when your armies with their tanks and artillery and aircraft arrive. Together, then, we will turn on the Boche. Drive him from these shores. Au revoir, mon général. Vive les alliés.
How are you coming on, General?
This looks like the real stuff, Bob. This information will save thousands of American lives on D-Day.
Good.
Lem's in the next room with two French colonels getting the rest of the dope. If all goes well, we should be out of here and...
What do you think, General? Should I answer?
No, no, better let Corbet... Corbet, Monsieur Corbet?
Oui, mon général. Huh? The telephone? Allô, allô? Oui, Corbet qui parle. Hein? Quoi? Oui. Oui, oui, tout de suite.
What is it?
The police. They will be here in a few minutes.
Oh, what? How did they
One of my servants, he was suspicious, he told the police. Excuse me, mon général, the French officers, they must leave at once if the police find me. Armand! Armand, Philippe, the police are coming. Police.
Where, General?
You have them all?
Yes, I have them.
Now, gentlemen, if you quickly explain to me about the disposition on the airport...
There is no time, no time. Quick, Armand, Philippe, your things out. Yes. You have 2 minutes. Au revoir, Philippe.
Au revoir, Philippe. All right, Lem, have the commanders disperse in the woods near the boat. Have the one with the walkie-talkie. Contact the sub, tell them what happened.
Right.
Bob, over the window, please. Watch for them while I get these documents together.
Yeah, that's like a help, sir. General, to come the police. You have to hide. Quick. Captain Campbell,
the soldier, let's get out of the Corbet! Quick, man, where can we hide?
The wine cellar. Someone will assist through to this trap door.
They're here.
I'll try to stall the cops, Mark.
Good. Is this wine cellar right below us?
It is. Can we pull it together, eh? One, two, three. There. It is open. You will go down, please, General yes, Clark. And now you, Captain Campbell.
Right.
So, now I warn you. Be quiet. Bonjour.
Doctor, here. Can you hear him? Where are we now, General?
In the room right above us, I think.
What if they should open that trap door?
Keep your carbine ready.
There's nobody here.
Nobody
but Mr. Myself. We have been informed, Monsieur, that many people were here.
Oh, yes, that was earlier this evening.
Oh, then you admit, sir. Who were they?
Well, now, I can rely on your discretion, Sergeant.
We entirely, Monsieur.
They were ladies.
Who?
Ladies. Certain friends of ours.
Did you hear that, General?
I heard.
Oh, for the
better get started on an alibi, sir. Your wife or the head's about...
Campbell. I saw it, General. My allergy. It must be something down here that...
Campbell, hold that to me.
I tried, sir, but...
Here, here's some chewing gum. Open your mouth.
Yes, sir. They say this gum's got no taste.
That's not surprising. I've been chewing it myself for an hour.
And you are positive, Monsieur Murphy, that no one else has been here but the lady.
Absolutely positive, Sergeant.
Very well. I will leave you now and return to headquarters for instructions. But I warn you, Monsieur, it is very possible I will be back. Au revoir.
I think they've gone, sir.
Wait. You've got to be sure.
General Clark, all clear.
Thanks, Murphy. Come on, Campbell.
Yes, sir. Now, can I get rid of this awful gum?
Did you hear what I told the sergeant?
I heard. I'm sure my wife will hear about it, too.
All right now, General. You better hurry. Your men are waiting on the beach.
Right, come on, Campbell.
General, is it all right now if I...
Gesundheit. Now, come on. Let's get out of here. I think it's dark enough now, General. We better get going back to the sub, right? I suggest we all strip and push the boats out as far as we can. What do you think, Captain Wright?
Well, it's worth a try, General. If we can get past the second or third break, I think we'll be all right.
All right, men. Off with your cold clothes. Let's get moving.
Looks like we're almost in the clear, General.
That last wave was a whopper. Have you signed the sub yet, Captain?
Must be close by here somewhere.
Where's Lannister for?
Lamb! Here we are, General.
What about those papers?
I'm sitting on them. That's the driest part of me just now. You still holding on to your pants?
I got them. Watch it, Captain. There's another big one coming.
Yeah, I see it. Grab the rope. Come on. He's turning over. General. Clark.
Where are you?
Right here in the water.
Hang on.
I am.
Where's Lamb's boat?
Lamb, you all right? Yes, I'm all right, General.
What about those papers?
Well, they're wet, but I've got them. How about you?
My pants. I've lost my pants.
Ahoy there! Grab a line. We'll pull you aboard.
We've got some dry clothes, fellow General, if you'll just follow me.
Not yet, Bill. I've got to get a message off to headquarters first. Got a pencil?
Yes, sir.
Shoot. Have obtained extremely valuable intelligence. Mm-hmm. Anticipate bulk of French army, North Africa will offer little resistance to invasion by Allied forces. Signed, Mark Clark.
Well, that does it, Bill. Nice piece of work, General. Got everything you went after?
We got it, Bill. There'll be a lot of bloodshed on those beaches one day soon. But if the information we've got hold of will hold it to the minimum, then this little mission will more than justify itself.
As the result of General Clark's rendezvous with General Mast and his associates, the French in North Africa were prepared to assist when the invasion did come. And as history records, their brave and courageous stand in defying the Vichy government and in fighting alongside the Allies was one of the decisive factors in defeating the enemy. More than that, this mission helped save the lives of untold thousands of Americans who would otherwise have died on the beachhead during our decisive invasion of North Africa in the Second World War. Thanks to Robert Young and the Cavalcade Players for tonight's DuPont play, Top Secret. We would like to thank the 5.5 million members of the General Federation of Women's Clubs for their special award, which named Cavalcade of America the outstanding radio program on any of the major networks. The award cited Cavalcade as the best network program for children, for the whole family, and for adult listening. So, thanks again to the women of America for this great honor. Next week, the stars of the DuPont Cavalcade will be Basil Rathbone and Richard Green. Our play, The Torchbearer, the thrilling story of Nathaniel Bacon, an American colonist who was born a century ahead of his time. Be sure to listen. Tonight's DuPont Cavalcade, Top Secret, starring Robert Young, was written by Arthur Aaron and was adapted from an episode in the book Calculated Risk by General Mark W. Clark, published by Hopper Brothers. Music was composed by Arden Cornwell, conducted by Donald Boies. The program was directed by John Zoller. Robert Young, star of Father Knows Best, appeared through the courtesy of Maxwell House Coffee. This is Cy Harris speaking.
We have an opportunity to honor our own dead of two world wars by wearing the American Legion Auxiliary Poppy. These memorial poppies are made by disabled veterans, so wear them proudly and as a sign that we remember. Don't forget next week, our stars, Basil Rathbone and Richard Green, our play, The Torchbearer. The DuPont Cavalcade of America comes to you from the Belasco Theater in New York and is sponsored by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, makers of better things for better living through chemistry.
Baby Snooks has a good time at Daddy's Expense. Listen on NBC.